Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wow Wednesdays on the Access to a Rising Artist Show with your host, Tracy Chantel, and her co-host, Trish. Join them for the next hour as they release from the vault some of the top talented independent recording artists from around the world. The Access to a Rising Artist Show is the ultimate platform where independent recording artists are featured and given a variety of opportunities to enhance their music career.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to Wild Wednesdays and Happy New Year's. That's right, y'all. We're back, and this is y'all's Tracy Chantel and my co-host, Trish.
Happy New Year's. We're back in full effect.
That's right. This is the show, and we're doing it more and more. Artists are coming to us. We're featuring more of a variety of music genres, and I say we got some talented artists here that we're going to be featuring here on the show on upcoming episodes as well. And that's right. And again, this is the show where you'll hear and where we give access into the vault that we have here on the show of top talented rising artists from around the world and of all music genres. How, Trisha? How are you?
And how are you? How are you? How was your new year?
Oh, well, Well, it's starting off a good thing. It's great. We had a long vacation.
Yes, we did. I celebrated a birthday during that vacation.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yes, yes, yes.
I am now officially sweet 16.
Okay, all righty. Okay, see, you're a little sweet now, but that's all right. That's okay. It's just a blessing. It's definitely a blessing in today's time to celebrate another year.
So
happy birthday to you, and happy New Year's to all our listeners and our new listeners. We're excited because we have some inspiring guests coming up on upcoming shows, and we'll be sharing that with y'all throughout the show today. Also where you can find and actually view for yourself. We have special guests that's going to appear on the show along with top talent artists from around the world as well. Okay, so once again, welcome again to Wow Wednesday. And as y'all heard me say, that's right. We y'all give y'all access into our vault. And that's the sound. I don't know. Do they know? Well, it's time. That means when you hear the sound of the vault opening, that means it's time for good things to be released. Is that right, Trisha?
That's so right.
And I know y'all may hear me call her Trisha, but y'all call her Trish or Trisha. It's all the same. Still all one package there. Maybe a little crazy at times.
I'll answer to both.
All right. Yes, she will. Okay, but right now we'll get back to talking about the vault, y'all. And that's what I said. Once again, we'll be taking y'all inside the vault as we release some of the hottest independent recording artists from around the world. Yes, and we feature hip-hop, R&B, pop, rock, country, jazz, reggae, gospel. That's right, yo. We do it all here on the Access to Horizon show. We give you, our listening audience, refreshing new sounds for your listening pleasure. Okay, so in the vault, we'll also have, as I mentioned earlier, a couple of minutes ago, valuable resources that's going to come across on our platform as well and share some inspiring information for inspiring stories and valuable information for you as an artist to take on and, you know, jot down and, you know, hey, take note and apply it towards your music journey, okay? And we'll also have other resources and tools also, again, to assist you as an artist to enhance your music career, all right? So make sure y'all join in every Wednesday and visit our website, which we will be providing that information for you later on throughout the day as well. So every time you hear the sound of the vault opening, let me let you hear that sound one more time so y'all won't get confused, okay? Y'all know. Be ready for good things to be released.
It even sound like good things is coming out of it. That sound sounds like good things is in
there. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm excited. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to get the show going. Okay, and usually, Trisha, you usually let them know about the artist with the wow factor. Explain a little bit about that to them, to our listening audience.
The artist with the wow factor, their song will be featured for 1 week on
the website. Yes,
on our web. Excuse me, on our website.
And how does that happen? Let the audience know. Let our listeners know. Now, how can that happen?
Because you guys will vote to let it ride. If you do not like the song. I mean, if let it ride if you do like the song, but pass
okay,
it
now.
If you do not. So it's up to the listening audience.
Y'all heard that. Y'all act as our co-hosts and y'all vote. Let it ride or pass it by.
That's right. And we'll...
Go ahead. I'll let you finish letting them tell about, you know, the let it ride, how they vote.
Right.
Let them know how they're going to vote. Where are they going to send their votes into?
accesstoarisingartist@gmail.com. Remember, let it ride if you like the song or pass it by if you do not.
And, you know, that's a big thing. You know, like I said, a lot of things are going on the Internet these days, social networking and everything. So a lot of artists are promoting themselves, marketing themselves as well on through the cyber world. So being featured for free solely on the page with only you, your profile, and your song being played for thousands and thousands of visitors that visit our website to view and hear, that's a big thing. So, again, it's a big thing. So if you want to have some music you want to submit to the show, you can do so as well and send it in at to access to rising artists, and remember, add an S at the end of artists at gmail.com. Okay, so that's huge. That's huge. It's a big thing. You know, some artists have to pay sometime to be featured on somebody's website, on a music promotional website, as our website is labeled as. Yes, it's a big thing. Also, again, I'll be mentioning throughout the show, the various upcoming guests, special guests we're going to have here join Trish and I here on the show, and a couple of them have some songs themselves out. So I'm excited about that as well. And we're going to be playing all different music genres this evening. We're going to give you a little bit of everything. So you get a little taste of what's going to be coming up for the year of 2015. Yes, indeed. So y'all heard it. Y'all act as our guest, and don't y'all forget it. Actually, we're going to start the show with a song. And after we're going to play the song, Trish, we're going to give recognition to whose birthday this week? Dr. Martin Luther King. So we're going to give a little recognition to an observant of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, and I'm going to provide some history for y'all if y'all don't know it, you know, or just refresh your mind, you know, just to give honor to this great man that he was. So right now we're going to start the show off. Now I'm going to try to see. Okay, we have some things uploading here. Speaking of the man, Dr. Martin Luther King, I'm going to start off with a Christian gospel song. It's titled Show Up, Show Out. The artist's name is Joshua Israel. Now, one thing y'all have to keep in mind when you're voting, make sure you have the correct song title with the right artist.
Right artist.
Okay.
So you won't get it incorrect.
That's it, yes. Because it has been done. It has been done. Okay, so right now we're going to start the show off with Joshua Israel with his song title, Show Up and Show Out. Show Up, Show Out.
Hallelujah. Woo! This time is declared that his expectation coming from the Lord. His hope coming from God. The Bible said that he will give us a hope that make us not ashamed, that won't disappoint. And so therefore I won't be afraid to ask God to be God. Somebody say,
Rising Artist Show. Got your little stomping the feet, shaking the head, clapping the hands. Yes, yes, that was, I like that. That was Joshua Israel, y'all. Show up and show out. All right. Well, we're going to keep it moving, y'all. And as I mentioned, like I said, we're going to give a little recognition to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who we celebrate and give honor his birthday this week. Now let's give a hand. Hey, we have to give a hand for that one. Yes, yes. I just want to share with y'all a little you know, some little known facts. Well, some people may not have even known a little history on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. First, let's start with, everyone knows this. Martin Luther King Jr. was an American pastor, activist. He was a humanitarian and a leader in the African-American civil rights movement. He is best known for his role in the advancement of civil rights using nonviolent civil disobedience based on his Christian beliefs. Okay? Now, everyone should know that about this man, who he was. Great man. What he stood for is what he marched for, what he believed in. Now, here's a couple of things, several things here, actually. You know, known facts to where how this man is being honored throughout the world, you know, the United States, actually, for all that he's done for the people. Okay, first is more than 730 cities in the United States have streets named after King. Did you know that, Trish?
Yes, I knew that.
730 cities. Yes. In 1980, the United States Department of the Interior designated King's boyhood home in Atlanta and several nearby buildings the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site. I've been in that area. It's so good being over there, you know. So that's a great thing as well. Our next fact is, did you know, King was the first African-American and the fourth non-president honored with his own memorial in the National Mall area. Okay. Just in case you didn't know, that's some known facts. All right. And let's talk about the holiday. Now, beginning in 1971, cities such as St. Louis, Missouri, and states established annual holidays to honor King. Did y'all know that?
That was in
now,
what
this,
year?
1971.
Oh, okay.
Cities such as St. Louis, Missouri, and states established annual holidays to honor King. This is before it went nationwide. Now, at the White House, Rose Garden, on November 2nd, 1983, President Ronald Reagan signed the bill creating a federal holiday to honor King, observed for the first time on January 20th, 1986. It is called Martin Luther King Jr. Day, 1986. Now, listen to this. Following President George H.W. Bush, 1992 proclamation, the holiday is observed on the third Monday of January each year near the time of King's birthday. Did you know that? Did you know it was the third Monday of January each year? Yeah, I bet some of y'all didn't even know that. Yeah, you're thinking too long, Trish.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. How about on January 17th, 2000, for the first time, Martin Luther King Jr. Day was officially observed in all 50 United States. Did you know that? United States states.
No, I did not know that.
January 17th, year 2000. First time Martin Luther King Jr. Day was officially observed in all 50 United States states. Okay. Now let's go on April 3rd, when King addressed a rally and delivered what? What was the name of his favorite speech? I've been to the mountaintop. And in the close of that, of the last speech of his, that was the closing of his last speech of his career, actually. And it was in reference to the bomb threat prior to that speech. King said the following. And you know what? It's going to be my first time reciting it. And I'm going to recite it for y'all, just in case some people don't remember it. I may not say it like you said it, but as long as I got the words right, I'm good. And this is was his speech, King's speech. And then I got to Memphis, and some began to say the threats or talk about the threats that were out. What would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We have got some difficult days ahead, but it doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind, like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I have not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. I'm repeating that line. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I have looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as people, will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Then at 6:01 p.m., April 4th, 1968, a shot rang out as King stood on the motel's second-floor balcony. The bullet entered through his right cheek, smashing his jaw, then traveled down his spinal cord before lodging in his shoulder. You know, King's autopsy revealed that he was only 39 years old when he died, but he had the heart of a 60-year-old man, which they felt attributed to the stress of the 13 years in the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. And we must also remember King's wife, Dr. Martin Luther King's wife, Miss Coretta Scott King. Yes, she followed in her husband's footsteps and was active in matters of social justice and civil rights until her death in 2006. And that's just a little history here in remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King and what he did for on earth and how he's being honored and remembered today. All right. I thought that was very informative, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Touching, I enjoyed
it.
But it was touching.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Right now, our songs are still processing. I may have to do one live. We're going to play a song selection here. And y'all let me know how it's sounding. You know, we have a little technical difficulties, but it's not going to stop us. That's right. We gonna keep on moving on. That's right. Until then, I'm gonna play, do a little live, even more live, and then what we all already doing. Until then, also, once again, while we getting the music ready, I'm gonna give y'all a little information on one of the upcoming guests we have coming on the show, joining us in our upcoming episodes. And the first one that will be joining us, his name, David Indicator. That's the name the man goes by. And he's the editor-in-chief of Diverse City Magazine. He's the producer and host of Enter the Zone TV show, which is an urban entertainment television talk show, actually. And he's the CEO, producer of Damage Entertainment. That's one of our upcoming special guests that we're going to have here join us on the show. And that's David Indicator. Right now, I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to continue on with other matters of today. Now, tonight we're featuring all different types of songs. We just played a little Christian gospel song for you by Joshua Israel. And we're going to do a little bit of, how about jazz? Okay, we're going to do some jazz. And this gentleman goes by the band is called Uncle Larry Band. And the song title is Love. So y'all let me know how y'all feeling this as well. Let us know how y'all feeling this as well, okay? So Hold on. We're going to start that over again. We're going to start it over. Okay, so are we now hooked up? Boy, we having a little difficulties, but we're going to get it together, y'all. We're going to get it together. We're going to get it together. Until then, I just gave y'all one of our first guests that's going to be joining us this evening. We gave recognition to Dr. Martin Luther King, celebration of his birthday this week as well. Yeah, I think we got it together. Y'all, here we go. Uncle Larry's Band. Jazz title, Love. Right, y'all? That was Love by Uncle Larry Band. A little jazz for y'all. How y'all you still?
I enjoyed that.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It was very good. Y'all listening to the Access to Rising Artist Show. This is your host, Tracy Chantel, and my co-host,
Trish.
That's right, y'all. We giving y'all a little bit of everything, a little bit of everything this evening. We started off with some Christian gospel. We just gave you a little bit of jazz. We got some hip-hop coming up. We got some R&B. We got some pop. We got some rock. I tell you, this is how we're going to do it here, and this is how we do it here on the Access to Horizon Artist Show. Uh-oh. Yeah, what time is that, Trish?
The vote.
What time is it? It's time to release some good things. That means good things to be released. That's what it's time it is. Time for good things to be released. And what we mean by that, y'all, if y'all been joining us, you're following us, y'all know here on the Access to Rise on our show, we do a segment, and it's called Salute a Youth. That's right, you're here on Access Artist Show. We continue and to give recognition and exposure to our youth out there who are doing good things in lives. Ages 5 to 18 years old, it could be education, entertainment. It could be just them doing a good deed. So if you know a youth out there that you would like to have saluted, all you have to do is send in their name, information, and what you know, get a little information about why they are being saluted. And we'll feature them here on the show as well on the Access Horizon Artists website. So let's get to who we're going to be saluting today. Drum roll, please. Bam! That's right, y'all. Today, our first Salute a Youth recipient for year 2015 goes to Taraya Marshall. Let's give her a hand, y'all. All right. Yes, yes. Give you a little bio about Miss Marshall. And why she's being saluted this evening. Taraya is a beautiful and smart 7-year-old girl. She loves to be referred to as a princess. Her beauty not only shines on the outside with her big bright eyes and smile, but her smart beauty shines from within. Taraya has a place on the AB honor roll. And that's why today we salute you, Taraya Marshall. I know we got to give a hand again. So once again, y'all, our listeners out there, if you have a youth out there, again, age 5 to 7, 18 years old, come on, let's show some love to our youth out there, and let's give them this recognition and exposure that they so deserve, okay? Let's make it a good year. Let's make it a positive year. We had so much going on last year. We just sometimes, you know, we just got to keep bringing the good out, just mentioning the good, positive, you know, and then it'll follow you wherever you go. So that's what we try to do here and we'll continue to do here on Access to the Rising Artist Show. We're going to continue to provide this platform for our youth. So, again, nominate a youth to salute today by submitting that information to accesstohorizonartists@gmail.com. Okay, right now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a what's that? Uh-oh, time to release. Some good things will be released again. I'm going to give you the second special guest that's going to be joining us on here on the show on one of our upcoming episodes. He goes by the name Keith Kleizak. Mr. Keith Kleizak is a 12-time platinum producer. He have and continue to produce projects for Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Def Jam, Capitol Records, Warner Brothers Records, Cartoon Network, MTV, BET, Bravo, VH1, and MTV2. And that's all just to name a few. That was a whole mouthful.
Wow. That's enough. That's a lot.
So let's give him a hand. Mr. Keith Kwanzaa. Okay? So I guess today's show will be just us releasing a lot of good things out of the vault. So for some reason, our audio is acting up a little. Although we're going to play a couple of more songs. But, you know, usually we'll play more songs than what we're playing. But you know what? It's the first show of the year, and I think we have a lot of information to give. So there's nothing wrong with that. As long as we get several songs, and we're doing good. We're doing good. We're doing a lot. Oh, goodness. We just loaded with good things this evening. And what do that mean? Well, right now, before we go, we'll be right back, and we're going to tell you what that good news is. All good things we're releasing out of the vault.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Do people call you thrifty, penny pincher, a cheapskate? Well, that's good, because the Cheap Cheetah Money Show embraces that lifestyle. The Cheap Cheetah Money Show offers you a place to share, learn, and be creative with people like yourself who know the true value of a dollar. Join us, www.facebook.com/ The Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Or listen to our radio show, www.blogtalkradio.com/cheap-cheetah, where the only name we will call you is family.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. This is your host, Stacey Chantel, my co-host,
Fresh.
Y'all joining us here on the Access to a Rising Artist Show for the new year, 2015. Now, we have some good news, and as you heard of our past commercial, we're going to have Chief Cheetah in the house. But before we go over to the Chief Cheetah Corner and join Miss Roxy Hill, we're going to play another song selection, and this music genre is reggae. And this song title is Me Run Things. Y'all heard that now. Me Run Things. And the artist name is Lion Tafari.
I'm going to The music is a small piece of what it is to really make money when you're an entertainer. You have to branch out. A lot of people go in, a lot of entertainers go into fashion. They go into being sponsors of other rappers or entertainers. You have to branch out and do like 5-6 other jobs.
Right.
Or to bring your money in.
Mm-hmm.
Because the record company really is robbing you. You're doing all this work and they're putting you out there and they're promoting you and they're taking the bulk of your money. So you have
same thing.
Yeah. You really have to think of, all right, I'm getting 10% from just singing and doing concerts, but I need to do something else. So you need to really branch out and think about something. You can go into real estate. Like I said, you can do a clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
Really what you can do is look at other rappers who have been successful and see what they're doing. And see, you can do that maybe on a small scale until you get your money up. When you do get your money, I would advise to say, okay, fine, still keep yourself on the budget. If somebody's giving you a $100,000 check, don't spend $250,000. You know what I'm saying? Save your money. Because a lot of times being an entertainer is very short-lived. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And think about investing your money, diversifying, saving, stock, bonds, starting your own business with your own money. Right? Because really, to me, a lot of times when the artist gets signed with the entertainment company, to me, it's like, you know, you're a slave to that company because they own you.
Right.
For a period of time. They bring in their own lawyers and they tell you to sign this, and we being novice, we don't know because we think we hit the big time, but you got to bring in your own team and say, no, this is what works for me. This doesn't work for my artist, this and the other. You got to think that you are a commodity. You are a business, and you have to think like a business.
Yes.
Okay. And again, like I said, just become multi-talented. Own your stuff and know when a good deal is a good deal and when it's not a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And save your money. That's my tip for today.
Wow, that was great, Roxy.
Yeah,
that was excellent. That was some valuable information. I'm sure a lot of our listeners will definitely take heed to, and they need to listen to hear what you had to say, because that's very valuable information. Because in this industry today, as you mentioned, you know, they their own commodity. You know, they need to invest. They need to have their own team, which a lot of them are doing. And if they don't do, if they're not doing it, they need to. And like you said, as you mentioned in your tips, a lot of them think, you know, they see all that flashy jewelry, flashy clothes,
right,
big cars and stuff, and thinking that these artists already have it.
Have it,
valuable
right.
information. Mm-hmm. They don't have it. That's right. You know, the labels is making that happen for them, or they renting it, you know, for them to have.
Right,
and most
right,
of the time,
yeah.
Most of the time, they are broke, like you said,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that was valuable information, y'all. That was Roxy Hill was in the Cheetah Corner. And y'all need to be here. Make sure you're here every Wednesday to get into the corner and sit down, be still, be silent, and listen. Okay? If you want to know how to save money, it's all about the money in the Cheap Cheetah Corner. Let's give Roxy Hill a hand.
Thank you.
And how's your New Year starting off, Roxy?
So far, so good. Thank God you wake up every morning. That's what you do. You thank the Jesus and keep it moving.
There you go.
One day at a time.
Yep, that's right.
One day at a time. That's all you can do.
Yes, indeed. Well, would you stay on with us?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Throughout the show? Good.
You're going to put more, you're putting more music on? You're having technical difficulties?
Yeah, we are. But I'm going to play a couple of more songs, okay? I still have mentioned about a couple of more special guests we have coming up on the show. So before I do that, what I'll do, I will play another song. And tonight we're featuring all different genres just to give our listeners, our new listeners, what we do here on Access Horizon on the show. So we start off with some Christian gospel. We did some jazz. We did reggae. And Trish is going to give the rundown, you know, of the songs we played for the evening. So right now we're going to give a little hip-hop R&B type of flavor here. The artist goes by song title's called Frozen Tears, and artists go by the name Rex Razor. Y'all got that now?
Rex Razor.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. We're going to get it going. And nothing's going to stop us. Nope, wrong time. We're going to stop that one. You clicked on the wrong one there.
Couldn't have reached representative if our traffic did not shut the door. We kind of survive with a phone still left on the floor, trying to force a smile in the victim's world.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. That was Frozen Tears by Rex Razor. Y'all know we coming
that's
to the
great.
End of. Yes, a little hip hop there. We coming to the end of the show. I just want to give y'all more information. All right, y'all. Let's do that opening. The vote. Yes. Okay. All right, well, that was dope.
There's a lot coming out of there.
Well, we got double whammy. One a little more than double, but that's okay. Our next two special guests we have coming up on upcoming shows. First, we're going with Mikey J. He's the Allen Def Jam Digital Music Group. He's the CEO of it. He's a 2-time Grammy nominee, a 10-time Music Award winner, a 3-time BET. Oh, wait. Grammy, 10-time Music Award winner, 3-time BET 106 Park Avenue Freestyle Judge, and the BET Rap City producer. And then we have God's Messenger. He's a minister of the gospel and recording gospel artist. He's a recording gospel artist as well. He's also a radio personality and host of the Gospel Spotlight, which is on the biggest station in San Antonio, Texas, KROB HD2 FM, and he broadcasts and hosts of a new TV show called Exposure. So we have some exciting guests y'all coming up. Mr. David Indicator, Keith Klyzok, Mikey J, God's Messenger. Okay, so y'all need to stay tuned and join us all on all the shows upcoming shows. Here on Access to Rising Artist Show. Once again, we thank you, Roxy Hill, with the valuable information you give us over in the Cheap Cheetah Corner about saving money. Because it's all about the money, y'all. And y'all need to be tuned in here every Wednesday, 7:10 p.m. to get the tip. Okay? And also, Trish, hey, we did a thing. We thank all our listeners and all our artists here. And we have some exciting new talent that we're going to be featuring here on the show as well. And we're giving a shout-out to our partners as well, Team Mashin, New York City A&R, and they shout-out artists on their grind for the day every day, Monday through Friday from 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And today, artist on the grind day is Sphinx Rose. So give a shout-out to her. So right now I'm going to close out the show, y'all, with a song. Well, the artist we started off with, Joshua Israel. Well, this
Israel.
Is one I'm really feeling, Israel. And just you want to give a rundown real quick of the songs that I played?
Joshua Israel, Show Up and Show Out, Uncle Larry's Band, Love, Lion Tafari, Me Run Thang, and Rex Razor, Frozen Tears.
Okay, and we're going to end the show this evening with Joshua Israel again with I'll Praise You Anyway. I love this song, y'all. So we don't get back to you before the show ends. We wish y'all a blessed evening, a blessed week, and we look forward to having y'all here back here Wild Wednesday next Wednesday with our first guest of the year, Mr. David Indicator. And here we go, Joshua Israel.
Good night.
Good night.
Now. Thank you for listening to the Access to a Rising Artist Show, where you'll only hear the sounds of top talented independent recording artists from around the world.